Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got to throw T-Hack under the bus here. He goes to Mexican restaurants, and you're not going to believe it. He orders a hamburger, like a regular kind of hamburger thing.
Why? What?
Yeah.
Me too.
Do you really? Oh my God. And your wife orders in Spanish.
Yeah.
They got to be just looking at her like, this is a ticking time bomb.
I like Mexican food. Don't get me wrong. I just, at that one, there isn't.
Is it a hamburger, or at least the Mexican hamburger?
It's a cheeseburger.
It's not with tortilla bean, and it's like, oh my God.
Because that ruins it.
No, it doesn't. A Mexican hamburger is so good.
The reason you have it on the menu is so it gives people like us something to have.
And low-key, the fries, the French fries at Mexican restaurants are really good.
I'm not going to lie. Like, one of my favorite restaurants stopped serving them, and it really upsets me. But, like, Ben's right. Yeah, you're right.
Huh.
Because their fryer, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's so hot from making chimichangas or something. They're crisp. They're perfect.
Yeah.
Mexican, I'll have to try them out.
They're kind of like a curly fry. Almost from like Arby's or
something.
Yeah. They're not like a French fry. It's got more. They're not curly, but
they're so good.
Like, yeah,
curly is one of my favorite fry varieties. I agree. Yeah.
Where do you even get curly fries anymore?
I don't know.
Arby's still curly?
I think that's why it's like so. It's like the elusive curly fry. Like, yum.
Arby's is only that. Curly.
They are.
Yeah. They double down.
And am I crazy? But Good Times used to be curly.
They're waffle.
No, they used to be curly,
they're
swear.
Woodcut or
so they. I haven't been to Good Times in probably 10 years, but they don't have curly, right?
I always have to remember, don't get the ones where the skin's still on them, and that's the woodcut, and it's the other one I always want, and I always get it wrong.
The wedge?
Wild, yeah. Wild cut or whatever. And I kept getting it wrong. I'm like, ah. I just throw them out the
can
window.
Can I give you a pro tip on Chick-fil-A? Did you know you can order their fries well done?
What kind of fries do they have?
Waffle.
Oh, I hate their fries.
Really?
They have to be, because they're too mushy.
Get them well done.
They just make it well done.
I agree, but there must be a lot of gringos who like it the other way.
Because I always find the small one on the bottom that's been overly,
that's the best one. They all taste like, and you can do the same thing with the chicken nuggets. Pro tip, chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A, like well done are the bomb, especially if you're bringing them home, because then they sweat the whole way and they get super soggy.
Yeah.
Not a few. And also, if you're buying the huge platter, pop it open a little bit for your drive home so it doesn't steam.
Steam, yeah.
You're welcome.
That's what wrecks
How
it.
Often do you eat Chick-fil-A? Oh my goodness.
So when we have alcohol-infused, like wine get-togethers, we get like the party tray that's like 120 nuggets, and it just sits on the counter next to a charcuterie tray. So the kids just run through. They're like, playing outside, come in, grab three chicken nuggets, and go out back outside.
It's just pretty convenient.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing in the world.
We had them at the ski house, and people would just nosh whenever. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I like my little stuff, a little Qdoba bar or whatever, that setup, but it's not the same because you can't just walk by and go,
right.
That you can just, and as you start to get more and more hammered as the night goes on, like the tray just starts to become a thing.
It's perfect, too, because you can still keep a drink in a hand and
100%. Don't need any of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So get the fries. Yeah, extra.
Get the fries and the chicken nuggets. Well done. You'll thank.
They might be good then.
They are good. You know what? What made me realize it is that in their catering thing, they have chips. You've had it when we do the children's hospital thing. They have waffle cut chips, and they're like, they're so, you can't just buy them at the restaurant.
Wow. Hmm.
But I'm like, can you make the fries like the chips? I'm like, oh, you want them well done? And I'm like, that's a thing? And like, oh, yeah, we can do that.
Just you ordered.
I was just messing with them one time when I was ordering. They're like, no, we'll make them well done. I was like,
I need to try that.
How do you not do that every time?
I hate their fries.
I get it. You need ketchup or something on
it. It's a Tic Tac Toe or a hashtag looking thing?
It's just
thing,
a
or what
waffle.
Is it? Waffle.
Yeah, it's like a waffle print. You're going to love them. And they should sell the fries. And they should sell the chicken salads. Never mind. They used to have a chicken salad sandwich. And they...
The look of concern on Amber's face.
She's like, is this a commercial for Chick-fil-A? They had this chicken salad sandwich that you could, and it was, I don't know if they used yesterday's chicken or whatever, but it had just the right amount of like relish something in on a wheat bread.
Wheat
like,
bread. Ooh,
so good.
Wow.
They got rid of it and brought in stupid mac and cheese. Ugh.
No, that was pretty good.
Is it good? I haven't tried it.
I don't know. I've heard good things about it. Like, don't try it because you'll be addicted.
Oh.
It's pretty, the texture is perfect.
It's like, is
crunchy
it Kraft
on the top
or, oh.
And nice and...
That's how I like my mac and cheese.
All right, we're all going to Chick-fil-A. This is, ugh.
It was good.
Mm. And their chicken noodle soup's a bomb, too.
They have chicken noodle soup?
It's really good.
Okay.
It's
big noodle or...
I know I sound like a hypocrite.
Yeah, you don't like soup.
This isn't like soup.
A little thicker?
Oh, so thick. Oh, it's so good.
I gotta go see if they
It's
have.
So thick. Don't get a cup. Get a bowl.
Okay.
Go big. Trust me. And then you have the crackers on the side for you.
It Oyster? Sounds like a chowder.
It's so, but I don't like chowder because it's creamy, but yeah, it's so good.
Bisque, though, it's creamy as well, a little bit.
I know. I hate going to steakhouses with you, man.
Oh, bisque is...
Because you just, ugh. I'll start with the lobster bisque, then I'll have the blue cheese wedge. I'm like, are you going to eat anything?
I love that I would... both of those, actually.
Oh, my God.
Usually,
so
I don't agree with Steve's like choices on food, but those two I'm
Steve
down with.
Steve at a steakhouse is just...
That's good starters.
The more
there.
Cream they can shove in his head.
Bisque.
More cream.
Is it cold?
It's warm bisque, usually, okay. Yeah.
It's not a vicious soir or whatever?
No, or a borscht.
Because my wife just made butternut whatever, and it was cold. I was like, this is disgusting.
Like a gazpacho?
Yeah, like a butternut squash.
I can't go with the cold soup.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hard pass. It's gross.
This is a lot of food talk.
Yeah, I'm getting really hungry.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.